So I have a few questions in connection with those meditations that you gave here in the Parikrama for us. So is it proper to ask about those?
I guess so. Let's see. Then we can say.
Okay, so you suggested or asked us to meditate in a way that we are serving Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and serve the bridge passes. And I would like to ask that is it proper to meditate on that our spiritual master is that bridge passi who we serve?
Yeah, that's we're all bridge passi, or at least that should be our aspiration. So when we do puja, worship, that's our preliminary meditation, that we're assisting spiritual master. But in any case, our identity, we should try to make the mental adjustment of at least disassociating ourselves from this material body and associating ourselves with being Krishna's servant. So in a very general way, we say that I'm spirit soul. But obviously, that's not our full identity, because Mayavadis also think that they're spirit soul. So we don't stop there. But where does it go from there? As one's meditation becomes more specific, well, in terms of a conditioned identity, then one thinks that I aspire to become a follower of the Vrijbhasis, all the Vrijbhasis, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So that's what a spirit soul is, who has a spiritual body. But then that's where sort of the meditation stops. You can't start meditating or trying to speculate that I'm like this or I'm like that. That then becomes speculation, and when it degrades, you can't dream up, oh, I'm a cowherd boy, I'm a gopi, I look like this, I look like that. That only comes by realization. But still, just like it's advantageous for identity to be that of a spirit soul, similarly, it's also advantageous if we think of ourselves as a resident of the spiritual world, because our main trap is to think of ourselves as being this body and having our obligations in this world. And then?
And because you mentioned few years ago, you wrote an SMS that Sankirtan is the prakat form of our aprakat kunja seva. So is it a proper meditation for example, a Sankirtan devotee or whatever service we have, that service that we got in the mission, that's our service to the bridge passes to Lord Krishna?
Preaching is our service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not different than Radha and Krishna, and whose associates are also the bridge passes. So by preaching, by distributing books, then we're serving them, and we're doing the service that they come into this world for, which is to bring more people into Krishna's association. And Prabhupada says in a purport, into Krishna's residence. Vaishnavas, what is the best service? Best service is to increase Krishna's pleasure. That's what Krishna consciousness is about. So how do you increase Krishna's pleasure more? Bring more living entities into the circle of Krishna's pastimes. And that's what preaching is about. You do that here in this material world. People become devotees of the Lord, and that way they enter into Krishna's Leela, which is, and by entering into Krishna's Leela, they increase the variegatedness of his pastimes. Thus Krishna becomes very pleased. So this is the real purport or the mission of book distribution and preaching. And then?
So is it a good meditation here in the parikrama that I would like to increase or absorb in my relationship with Krishna to be able to give that relationship to others at home?
Yeah. We want to get Krishna's blessings and Krishna's empowerment for our service, for our preaching service. Srila Prabhupada would make that generally the primary purpose of our Mayapur festival, that devotees come to get encouraged to preach, and they become enlivened by feeling Krishna's presence, by getting the blessings of the Dham, by increasing their own Krishna consciousness, so that they can increase their service. Devotees are always looking for ways to increase service, and that's what coming here is about, that it helps us to increase our service, to add variety to Krishna's pleasure. So it's the spirit of Braj, is that Krishna is the center point, and that they will do anything for Krishna. So that mood is very important when we're preaching, because preaching is very difficult. Book distribution has its challenges. So the blessings of the Dham is to be very, very inspired that yes, I'll do anything to please Krishna. And when we're thinking like that, then that's the right consciousness for a Vaishnava, for a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nadanam Janam Sundarim, don't want anything. We don't even want necessarily Krishna to reciprocate. Mama Janmani Janmani Shwari. We just want to be able to serve. And that kind of service attitude becomes very attractive to Krishna. Krishna becomes purchased. He becomes enamored by that type of mood of devotion. He becomes indebted. Mapariya humble, so you know how to reciprocate. The devotees are willing willing to do anything for him, so then he's willing to do anything for devotees. And that's the special relationship that the Brijbasis enjoy with Krishna, is that Krishna will do anything for them, and they'll do anything for Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is about. Arjuna is showing what being a conditional devotee is, but then he realizes, no, I have to do whatever Krishna wants. Anything Krishna wants, I should just do that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.